I think David Cameron has questions to answer, which he didn't answer today, about Sure Start. He went around the country promising at the election he'd protect Sure Start children's centres. Now we see them threatened with closure, including, for example, as I raised today in the London Borough of Bromley. And David Cameron seems to have no answer. And the problem is he's cutting the budget and he's removed the protection of the budget that used to exist. When the money got sent to local authorities before, it would be protected so they'd have to spend it on Sure Start. I think he's made the wrong decision. I think he's betrayed his promise.
David Cameron, of course, would say that he's going to provide national education for preschool children and this will replace Sure Start centres. But there's been a lot of protests in local communities about the removal of Sure Start centres. Do you think it's a replacement for the centres?
No, I don't think it is, because I think he made a promise on Sure Start. Everybody knows that Sure Start children's centres make a real difference to the under fives. They're a fantastic community facility. And frankly, he misled people before the election because he said that he was going to protect them and that they were safe in his hands, and it was a disgrace for anyone to suggest otherwise.
We've already seen one U-turn from the coalition government with selling off England's forests. It's very unlikely we'll see another. But do you think this government should put their hands up and say there's been so much protesting against this that maybe we got it wrong? And if they do that, it would be a pretty poor start, wouldn't it, for the coalition?
I think they should admit they've got it wrong. And you know what this government is doing, what this Conservative-led government is doing, is undermining many of the things people value. We saw it in their attempt to privatise the forests. We see it in what they're doing on the NHS, and we see it in Sure Start as well. And, you know, I would welcome the fact if they were to come forward and say, we got it wrong on Sure Start, we're going to make sure the budget is protected and make sure that local authorities spend the money on Sure Start. And I think parents up and down the country would welcome it too.
David Cameron, before the election, said that he wouldn't cut the deficit too fast. Today, we've seen Sure Start, we've seen Theresa May announce police cuts, and also Liam Fox sort of confirming the defence cuts. Is this a case of a coalition government going too fast, do you think?
I think they are going too far and too fast on deficit reduction. Everybody knows we need to make reductions in the deficit, and there do need to be some cuts. But the speed at which they're going is a problem, not just in relation to Sure Start, but our armed forces, and frankly across the board, and also for our economy, because by taking money out of our economy, we saw our economy actually contract in the fourth quarter of 2010, unlike many of the other major European economies. I think they are making the wrong decisions, and I think they do need to think again.
Let's talk about these cuts, though, to policing and troop numbers in particular. The government are saying they can cut over 10,000 from both forces without any impact on frontline services and troops on the frontline. If that's true, I mean, is it true that perhaps under the Labour government that these institutions, public services, did become too bloated?
I don't think anybody thinks it's the right thing to be doing, to be cutting police numbers at this current time, because actually people do worry about crime, people do worry about safety on our streets, and you know they should really. David Cameron said in August, I think it was, that he would protect frontline services, that frontline services were a priority. And you know what we're seeing is the cuts to frontline services. I think many people will feel betrayed by that.
But of course, David Cameron will say he's cutting red tape, he's cutting bureaucracy, and this will actually mean that the police, for example, will have more time on the beat and they will be able to be the face of the local community. Can you see that working?
Well, that's not what the police are saying, because the police, I think, are very worried about the cuts that are being made to their numbers. And it's already at least 10,000 and it may end up being more than that. I think it's the wrong decision, it's a mistake. And again, it's partly driven by this ideology, this dogma, that says we've got to cut as far and as fast as we can. We're not against all cuts. Labour hasn't opposed all the cuts the coalition government has come forward with, but we do say they're going too fast.
We've seen a rise in large-scale protests, particularly against government spending cuts. The police are saying we're worried we won't be able to handle those, and the Metropolitan Police obviously had a huge issue with the student protests earlier. If there's less police on the streets, will this be a major issue, do you think, for 2011?
Well, look, I think all protests should be peaceful and law-abiding, and that's really important. I think the main worry people have about the cuts to the police is actually about the safety on their own street, on their own local street, because I think what people want to see is strong community policing, and I think we started to move in that direction under the Labour government, didn't do everything right. I think what we're now seeing is many of those services being removed.
We'll touch upon the defence cuts now before we mention Libya. With the defence cuts, we're seeing huge swathes of troop numbers from the Army, the Air Force, the Navy going quite soon as well, much sooner than policing numbers. The government says it won't affect frontline operations in somewhere like Afghanistan. What would you say to that?
Well, I think that I'm not going to say that all of the defence cuts are wrong, because I don't think that would be a responsible thing to do. But I do think the government's got a responsibility to reassure us, particularly when David Cameron is talking about more military action, like a no-fly zone in relation to Libya, or in the same week as he's making thousands of RAF personnel redundant. He's got a real responsibility, as I said at Prime Minister's questions today, to assure the country, to reassure the country that it's consistent to say we're going to do more with fewer troop numbers.
Let's talk about the no-fly zone. William Hague said potentially they could go ahead without a UN resolution. Is this something that you would support?
I think it's going to be quite difficult to go ahead without a UN resolution. Obviously, we don't rule anything out. I think the most important message for the international community is to seek to move ahead together. Libya faced a unanimous Security Council resolution imposing sanctions on them. That's really good and I think really effective when the international community speaks together. And I think that's the lesson we should be learning for the future, and the lesson we should be learning for any action that's taken during this crisis.
I mean, David Cameron, it was stronger rhetoric, to be fair, at the start of the week with regard to military intervention in Libya. It was less forceful in PMQs today, but he's not ruled it out. If we do go down a route where there is military intervention with British troops and allied troops in Libya, is this something that the Labour Party would support at this moment in time?
Well, I said on Monday in the statement that Prime Minister made on Libya that I welcomed the idea of the no-fly zone, but obviously it's got to be practical. And I think what I worry about is David Cameron floated the idea on Monday, and we've now had a number of our allies saying it's a bad idea. So I think we need to really get reassurance from him that it is a practical idea and under what circumstances it's going to happen.
And just finally, I'm probably going to guess your answer. This is probably David Cameron's first major foreign policy test. How do you think he's got on?
I don't think he's got on very well. I think that the real concern was what happened last week with Libya, because we saw British citizens, frankly, being left there for too long because the government was slow to act. And then this week, we've seen him floating the idea of a no-fly zone, apparently withdrawing a bit from that idea. It's quite hard to get a sense from the Prime Minister of what his direction is in relation to foreign policy and where he actually stands. And I don't think that's a good place for him to be.